Joseph and his brothers. Imagine being famous for wild dreams, a colorful coat, having 10 jealous older brothers, and being friends with the Pharaoh in Egypt. But this isn't a story about dreams and coats. It's a story about good and evil. But there's a twist. It explores the question, can good come from evil? There was a man named Jacob who had 12 sons. He loved them all, but he loved Joseph the most. Joseph was his favorite son. Joseph's 10 older brothers were jealous of him. They became even more jealous when Jacob gave Joseph a new colorful coat. Joseph had 2 dreams in which his brothers and father were bowing down to him. Joseph's brothers hated him so much, they sold him to some merchants. In Egypt, Mr. Potiphar bought him. Joseph was a loyal and honest slave, so Mr. Potiphar gave him an important job. Potiphar's wife thought Joseph was very handsome. She wanted to sleep with Joseph. Joseph refused. Joseph told her to stop because she was a married woman. She lied, and he got put in prison. The Pharaoh had a really strange dream. He heard that Joseph was very clever. He asked Joseph to help him understand the meaning of the strange dream. Joseph told Pharaoh that the dream was a warning. Soon there would be no food. Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of preparing for the famine. Joseph made a clever plan. He asked everyone to save food for 7 years. People in neighboring countries didn't save food. Once the famine started, it wasn't long before they had nothing to eat. Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to buy grain. When he saw his brothers, he recognized them. But they didn't know it was Joseph. Joseph had become a powerful leader. He invited them to a big banquet. Joseph had a choice. He could punish them or forgive them. What do you think Joseph did? Joseph told his brothers to come close. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother. They were afraid because they had been very mean to him. Joseph said, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. He told them he loved them and that he forgave them. Joseph's brothers were surprised. They could not believe that Joseph forgave them. The end. Can good come from evil? It sounds like a trick question, but it's not. Joseph had to deal with more than his share of evil. His jealous brothers threw him in a well, then sold him to merchants, who took him to a foreign country where he was sold into slavery, and he was thrown in prison for something he didn't do. If that's not grounds for getting revenge on his brothers, then I don't know what is. But there's a surprise ending to the story. He forgave them. Even they were surprised. They knew he could have put them to death. But he didn't. Why do you think Joseph forgave his brothers? If you had been Joseph, would you have forgiven them?